Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. For some time now, the World Ocean Observatory has been working on a multidisciplinary curriculum about the ocean. Today, in most schools, understanding of the working and significance of the ocean is partitioned, the entirety divided amongst physics, chemistry, biology, oceanography, geology, history, and sometimes literature. In effect, no coordinated, coherent understanding of the ocean can be acquired through any single department, with the occasional exception of an environmental studies course, typically an elective or available after school. As a result, in the United States, we have encountered continuous resistance to our One Ocean proposal by teachers who have a prescribed syllabus in place, by science coordinators unable to convince their specialist teachers, and by principals who, for the most part, are overwhelmed with maintenance of the status quo, test scores and achievement numbers, and social issues that preclude much opportunity for innovation. Even in programs especially directed toward the environment, there is a common terrestrial bias that relegates the ocean to secondary importance or an afterthought. Through fortuitous circumstances, however, an introduction was made to the Indian Maritime Foundation, based in Pune, India, where suddenly the idea may have found a receptive audience. Some years ago, the Supreme Court of India declared that environmental studies must be taught with emphasis equal to other sciences and the humanities at every level of national education. As India is making a vast investment in the education of its millions, this is an amazing opening, indeed a requirement that I do not know of in any other nation. I recently returned from India, where I met with the Maritime Foundation leaders and principals and teachers from several schools in the Pune area to discuss the possibility of using or adapting our One Ocean curriculum. Several things became clear. First, court mandate aside, the situation is complicated by the complexity of Indian education in general and the lack of teachers specifically trained in environmental studies. And second, the distinction between public and private schools, many of the latter run by private corporations, which confuses access to and competence within the system. Further, looking at the basic environmental education text used by many of these schools, again the terrestrial bias was evident, the ocean being barely mentioned at all in an otherwise excellent basic curriculum that included extensive sections on the relationship of child labor to the social environment and on the evolution of environmental ethics. The adaptation of our curriculum to this text seemed like a reasonable approach. What has been astonishing is the speed at which this opportunity has been received, discussed, and decided, with additional work to be amended in time for the program to be inaugurated at 5 schools in Pune next semester. The flexibility of the administrators and receptivity of the teachers was astonishing. Progress was made on the larger question of teacher training as well. Pune, a major education center, has several teachers' colleges, one of which specializes in the environment. Discussions have begun regarding the possibility of a distance learning program by which the World Ocean Observatory can provide resources, activities, and instruction through internet connection. As India is well aware of the power and utility of information technology, this possibility also met with encouraging interest. It certainly merits an ongoing conversation and continuing demonstration of innovative teaching and learning about the world ocean, even if in a place seemingly very far away and unexpected. Perhaps this quiet, evolving success will convince others that ocean literacy is a critical necessity if we and our children are truly to understand and act in the face of environmental decline and ocean degradation the world over. Perhaps you can promote this opportunity in your schools. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.